The press release says one of the most formidable rock shows of 2010. Have you heard of a little band called Sheehard? Hello, Carl.
Hello, how are you, Mikey?
Good, my friend. Whereabouts are you?
Melbourne City.
Sweet Jiminy Hopscotch, you've got quite an event coming up, haven't you, over here? Nice to see you. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. It's been a while.
Has been a while. You've been busy doing all sorts of stuff, writing your own music and playing on everyone else's music as well, haven't you?
Yeah, busy boy, you know. But when you're in a legacy band, you got to...
Who coined the legacy band? I love that term. I love legacy.
I don't know. Well, 5 years ago, we regarded ourselves as a veteran band, but now I think we've moved on to being a legacy band.
I think, I mean, you know, like, maybe just an ambassador band. Maybe, like, you know, if you got like... Like as Andy Hayden is to the Rugby World Cup.
Oh no,
Carl Kimberberg, you're the bass player of a nutball band called Sheehard that's done very well. That's stuck together over years and years and years, produced lots and lots of albums, and you are throwing back some goods for your fans this time around, aren't you?
For sure. Well, I mean, we've always been toying with doing album shows, and when we had to pick two of them, we thought, well, I mean, Killjoy's got to be the number one anyway, and then it was kind of a toss-up, and we thought, well, General Electric.
So, are these songs that you wouldn't normally play?
Well, it's funny, we started rehearsing today for the shows, and there's two songs that there's one song we never played off Killjoy, which is For What You Burn, that was never played live, and then there's another one, second-to-last song, Silver Cup, which I think we played once, and then we went, oh, stuff this. Even though we like the song, we just got to get it. Yeah, you know what it's like.
Yeah, you know,
have good intentions when you go and do the record, and then when you try and actually play it, you realise sometimes it's not so easy.
It's 15 years since you recorded Killjoy.
I know.
That's out of it, eh?
It's mental. I was still a kid. I was like, you know, still wide-eyed going into York Street thinking it was like, this is awesome.
And when you're rehearsing them, because the way it's, I mean, tell us how it's going to work. You've got two nights in Christchurch, Wellington, and Auckland, per town. So it's working like this. On the, let me just make sure I've got my facts, everything up and running here. You're playing Christchurch first on the 29th and 30th of July, 31st and 31st of July and the 5th of August in Wellington, giving yourself a week off on the air notice. And then in Auckland, you're up here at the Power Station on the 6th and 7th of August, playing the first night on the Friday night, the whole of the Killjoy album from start to finish.
Yep.
Is that all you're going to play?
We've still got to work out the songs on Killjoy and General Electric first, and then we're going to kind of work out what we might do as an encore. I mean, I've got ideas, but you know, I'm only 25% of the vote, so. You know.
And then on Saturday, you're doing the General Electric.
Yes.
And what about that album? Is there? I mean, that's a slightly more, a few more songs on that album.
Yeah, there's only 9 songs on Killjoy, which makes it kind of easy. There's a whole bunch of songs towards the end of that album there. I mean, there's a song called Life in Cars, which I don't think we'd never played that live. There's probably a reason why we never played it live. And, you know, there's songs that we sort of played a couple of times and then sort of left. So, it's going to be interesting. Like I said, we rehearsed today for the first time for these shows, and... Yeah, there's definitely a bit of work cut out for us, but it's going to be fun. It's kind of a trip down memory lane, you know?
It's going to be Heart Attack City for anyone who's going to do both. I remember doing both nights of the Ramones when the Ramones came once, and that's the closest I've come to having a heart attack, I think.
Something. Well, that would have been great. but,
you know,
saying something.
So you're supported by the Heavy Metal Ninjas. Who are a bunch of bungers there as well, haven't you? Stu Cora is minor fifth. Richie Allen on lead guitar. Joe Brownless on drums. Frank Cora on bass guitar. And Quasar or Lawton Cora on rhythm and stunt guitar keys. So they're supporting you both nights as well. What was the whole? Why this now? Because I mean, you're writing new music. You've got new music pending, I believe. I know you're dancing around a volcanic cone here a few weeks ago, filming a video.
Oh, yeah, the For Takapuna were shooting a video with Tim Van Denham.
Usually.
And, so we've got another record. I've just finished recording the bass the other day. Johnny's halfway through doing the vocals. So, you know, there should be a new album out in September. But I mean, this album, this whole album idea was something that we've been talking about for about a year and a half. You know, and I've noticed there's been a few of our fans that have sort of brought it up, especially the Killjoy Night for the diehard fans. And you know, ideally we wanted to go out and do 8 albums, you know, seven past records and our new one. But I mean, the reality is, it's just not, there's just not enough time in your life for it.
But I mean,
all of that.
You must, I mean, I say this to you all the time, every time I interview you guys, but there must be these moments, because I find it fascinating. I guess we get a little bit complacent about it in New Zealand, because we're so sort of at ease with Shehard being around. But, I mean, you guys, there are very, very few bands in the world that have stuck together, stuck with the same lineup the way that you guys have, for as long as you have, and are still creating and firing on all cylinders, you know? It's something to be applauded. And do you sit there and sort of take that in sometimes?
Oh, there's just no time. There's no time to pat yourself on the back, really. but on the, you know, I mean, the whole thing for us, I mean, our work ethic has always been to you know, to do a lot. And, you know, like, we've definitely thrown these shows in, as well as finishing a record and then preparing for an album tour down the track. And you know, I'm doing all the artwork for the record as well. So we're all really busy at the moment. And so just trying to throw in these
I think what's happened is I think you're addicted to your band. I think that's the problem.
But the whole thing is when is the right time for anything? You know what I mean? Yeah. What happened is that we announced we hadn't done any shows in Australia for ages, so we announced to do these shows, and we got so much flack from our New Zealand fans and fair enough too, because I knew it was coming. That we were doing these shows, we were doing Killjoy and General Electric shows in Australia and not at home, and then we realised that we really had to come home and had to come home and do the shows first.
Yeah, exactly, mate.
Well, yeah, I know.
What how many shows are you doing over there?
We're doing 2 nights in Melbourne, 2 nights in Sydney when we get back from New Zealand. So,
oh, that's not too bad. Yeah. So we're getting the lion's share.
Yeah, totally. Well, it had to be that way, didn't it? Kiwis would not be happy.
So you got the album coming out in September. You got this coming out then. Anything else we need to know about you? You creative superstars.
Oh, I don't know. I think after Tom, because Tom's producing our record. After Tom's produced our record, he's probably got about 3 records to produce straight after that.
Says a lot about ears, doesn't it? I'm always impressed, you know, just like that. Your ears are still there after this long.
I know.
Hey, what about that?
I can't believe it. I mean, Johnny's ears aren't really there anymore.
Aren't they?
Yeah, well, he's a Mr. Turn the Headphones Up Really Loud All the Time guy.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, you've seen him jumping around.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I back him on that. I'm a headphones up man myself. But, you know, I think if you're listening to the noise, you're sweet. If it's just random pollution noise, then get out of there. But you know, all right. So Carl, let's go over this again. You and your band, Shehard,
yep.
The band that you're 25% of, are performing in Christchurch on the 29th to 30th of July, the 31st and 31st of July, 5th of August in Wellington, and the 6th of August and 7th of August at the Power Station in Auckland. If you want to go to both nights, you need to buy tickets to both. Obviously.
Yep.
And that's on the 6th of August. The Killjoy on the 6th of August. The General Electric on the 7th of August. Both nights supported by the Heavy Metal Ninjas. It's going to be completely superstar, magic, awesome.
Yeah. And I'm so happy it's at the Power Station too.
You know, see.
It had to be.
Yeah. Sticky floor or no sticky floor. You know, he's got to be at the Power Station. Cool to talk to you, man. I'm glad everyone's good. I saw Tom very briefly recently when you guys were over filming the video, and he seems chipper as all chipper.
Yeah, he's always chipper. He's
always chipper, eh?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Drummers, though, eh?
Where does he get it from? He's a dad now as well, so I don't know where he gets his chipper from.
What do you want to hear? What do you want to play of Killjoy? Bitter or you again?
Bitter.
Bitter? All right then, mate. All right, bitter it is then. Here we go. Stand by me, old cob. All right. Hey, nice to talk to you again, buddy.
Yeah, awesome, Mikey.